Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. A lot of people don't realize it. I come from a mixed family. I'm SAG-AFTRA and I'm a Teamster. Figure that one out. Por cuanto tiempo están los Estados Unidos? And you see, I speak Spanish too, so I should get paid more, but that's another story. Hey, right now we're talking with Bill Wedebrand. He is the Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 120. Bill, welcome to Union Edge.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. First off, you're the Secretary Treasurer of Local 120. Talk to us about what you guys do. Are you an amalgamated local?
We basically, Teamsters Local 120 has part of Minnesota, all of South Dakota, part of Iowa, and part of North Dakota. We're in four states, and we have anywhere from truck drivers to police officers. We have just about everybody there is out there that we represent.
That's always fun at contract time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. But listen, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. You guys, unfortunately, you know, sometimes we've got signatory employers that you could sit down and have a reasonable, rational conversation with, and you can get to the bottom of the things. You don't necessarily have to agree, but, you know, you can work it out. Other employers are, you know, stellar employers, and you know, the relationship is just, you know, larger than life, and those kind of contracts become legendary. But sometimes you got to play hardball with an employer. And unfortunately, you guys had to ended up having to sue the employer over wage theft and lying and fraud and some other stuff. What's going on?
Well, actually, the lawsuit going on is through the Department of Labor and Industry. What we did is these employees were locked out of their jobs right before Thanksgiving. And they have not received their last 2 weeks of paychecks, and they have not received any of their vacation they had coming to them or accrued sick time. So what we did is we, Teamsters Local 120, reached out to the governor's office. We had the attorney, a lieutenant governor, out at the picket line, and we also reached out to the attorney general's office and the Department of Labor and also the NLRB. So with all the stuff that we had, the Department of Labor, we met with them and we gave them all our stuff. They did their own investigation and found out that, quite honestly, everything we were talking about is factual.
Imagine that.
And they didn't. Yeah, and they did they did their investigation, and they are suing, actually three companies: Lakeville Motor Express, LME, and Finish Line Express. These three companies have basically the same ownership, same management, same everything. So that's what's going on, and we're very, very happy with the state of Minnesota doing that.
Well, there you go. Now, when this type of thing happens, how long are the members generally looking at until they can get relief?
You know, I don't have the answer to that. We filed claims right away through the Department of Labor for their lost time they had. I mean, this was right before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. With the holidays coming up, and the company purposely did it before Thanksgiving, so they didn't have to pay out the Thanksgiving holiday pay. So these people really, really took a hit, and not only with taking a hit on their paychecks, but they have zero insurance, and that's what's probably the most devastating part of everything.
Is there a place where people can go to help Local 120? You know, if it's sending a check, if it's sending a card or whatever, is there a place where we can send something?
We have the Minneapolis Labor Federation has stepped up, and people have donated money to that. I don't honestly have the contact right now, but they've donated to that, and what we've done is we've helped people with their medicine. We've helped people with food on the table, and whatever we can do to our members that are out of jobs, we will do it, and we'll stick with it forever until these guys are taken care of.
Are your folks actually out on the line right now? Or
yes, yep. Okay. We have every day. We have we have two different trucks. We have a big semi, and we also have another big trailer that's heated and stuff inside for people to go in and warm up. And we have people every single day out in front of a Finish Line Express. That's where they diverted all the work from. That's where the two executives from LME or Lakeville, whatever you want to call it, went and started up their own company. So we have people there every single day holding picket signs, and we will not leave until something has happened.
What is the general public's perception and understanding and reaction when they find out what's really going on?
Well, you know, we've had such great response from people. What's important is for people to know the facts. When they find out the facts of what this company did, people are so upset about it, and rightfully so. These people purposely diverted freight away, shut this business down. This business, Lakeville Motor Express, what they did is they dwindled their employees down under 100, so they did not have to give a warrant notification, and they just—that's how they did it. They just locked them out.
And a warrant notification is a notification that's required by the Department of Labor employers to give notice that they have an impending major labor issue coming up, i.e., major layoffs, so on and so forth. Did I describe that properly?
Yeah, exactly. So if they have 100 employees or more, they must give a 60-day notification that there's going to be a plant closing. What this employer did, Lakeville Motor Express, is they have another, it's the same company, same people, but they're, you know, that's one of our fights. They're calling themselves LME, okay? Their trucks all say LME. Everything is LME, Lakeville Motor Express. What this company did is they divided their warehouse and drivers into another company called Lakeville Motor Express, and then they shipped all their clerical work to and put them under the umbrella of LME. When they did that, they got under the 100 employees. Thus, that's when they closed the place down. It was really, really fishy.
I am terribly sorry that this has happened to you, your members. I am happy that the public in the community is behind you guys, and I hope they're helping out. I hope they're doing things like sending coffee and donuts and pizzas every once in a while.
And they are. It's just remarkable that the response that we've had. We've had the public's been great. I mean, we've had a lot of coverage on it. I think that this company maybe might have thought that, you know what, we'll close the doors and this thing will go away in 30 days or 60 days or whatever. Well, guess what? We're not going anywhere. We're filing charges with the NLRB on a runaway shop, and we'll continue to fight to take care of the people that lost out. That's what it's about.
There you go. Right now we're talking with Bill Wiedebrand, who is the Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 120. Again, Bill, if people can send support to the Central Labor Council or the State Federation, that's a great thing. Anytime you're up against this, you've got a wish list. Sometimes it's firewood. Sometimes it's other things. What are you guys looking for, and how can people help with that?
Well, we're like I said, through the Minneapolis Labor Federation, people that donate through that. Monetary stuff, if it's a gift card to a grocery store or whatever, and we get it to the people that need it. The employees, or the ex-employees, I should say, are, they're doing a great job manning the lines and going out to the customers, letting the customers know that, you know what, the truck that's picking up your freight or that you're shipping with isn't us any longer. It's another made-up company that, and they explain it, and with that, I mean, word spreads, and it's been a we put up a good fight, put it that way.
And what's the reaction coming from the client companies?
Well, we've had great reaction. I don't know the exact numbers. Rumors are that their business is down 50%. I don't know that for sure, but we've had many companies. When their old driver comes in and talks to them, say, hey, if you notice anything, I'm not delivering anymore, and explains it to them, for the most part, a lot of those companies are no longer doing business with them.
And Bill, let me stop you there for a second. This again reinforces what I firmly believe. The more that we as trade unionists talk to our brothers and sisters, our friends in the not yet but soon to be union public, and the more we educate them, the more support we get. You have members talking to businesses and business owners about the way they've been treated, and those business owners are making the decision that they don't want to deal with a company that treats their people like that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome, man.
I got a phone call last week, and just an awesome phone call from a union plumber. And I don't know him. He just found my number and called me and said, you know, I came to work today, and there's a hot water hot water heater that was delivered on my job site that got delivered by Lake Del Motor Express. He says, can I take a copy of the packing slip and run by your office and leave it for you? And I said, you know what? That is so awesome to do that. He didn't have to do that, but mm-hmm. he did that, you know, so we can get that paper trail going. It's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, we got about a minute and a half left. Final words for the public. What do you want them to know?
Well, I want them to know that first of all, Teamsters Local 120 will always stick behind its members as union members. I think all these unions have come together to help us. And I want them to know that when you see a truck go down the road, and there's a lot of them around here that say LME on it, it's not the same company it used to be. And we appreciate any help we get from the public. We appreciate people coming out to the picket line. We appreciate the good words that people are having for our people, that our members that have got locked out of their jobs. We appreciate any kind of help at all.
Bill, this is awesome. How do we find out more about Local 120, your website?
It's TeamstersLocal120.org, and we post, and we also have a Facebook, and a lot of the stuff we do, well, everything we do is on Facebook. So, and with that, you know, that media stuff, it just spreads and spreads, and we get tons of support on that.
Well, good. And, you know, if what I'm going to do is I'm actually looking at Laura to see if we can get her to put a link from our Facebook page to yours and help generate you guys some more support. Because, you know, I got to tell you, what you're doing, standing up for people and making them do the right thing, is awesome. Good luck. As a old-time organizer friend of mine once told me, you're doing God's work, and God bless for doing it. So,
thank you very much.
No problem at all. If there is anything at all we can do for Teamsters Local 120, even though we're from the graphic communication side of the house, we are proud to be Teamsters, and we want to help in any way.
Appreciate it very much, Charles.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. In the meantime, brother, we're going to let you go. Keep up the good work. If we can help, let us know, and we will be there for you. But in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.